Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rav Tzuria ben Shoshana and Kiveya ben Ora. Baruch Atzav Hon Zedem, Chayecha ben Vege. Bas Michal Yudhis Basia. For Shalema. The Gemara Maseches Brachas tells us that a person finds kalayim on his garment, he has to take it off even in the marketplace, even on the street. Mamish get undressed on the street because he's wearing shatnez. Why? Because in chachma, in tzvuna, in etza, neged Hashem, makom shishchil Hashem, chovim kovid l'rab. There's no kovid here. You gotta do what you gotta do. That's the Gemara in Seches Brachas and Daf Yutes on the base. Gemara says, Vayikra Toshma. We would jump over the coin. We would jump over the aronos, the coffins of dead people, to greet and honor Jewish kings. Not only Jewish kings, but even Goyish kings. Because if Shem Yizke, one is able to see the Gedul of Yisrael Olam Haba, be able to distinguish between the kavod, it's going to be from Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Avdei Kochavim. That's the Gemara. Why was it mutter for him to become Tamei to be Mechavid Malchei Yisrael? And to be able to distinguish between the Maila of Yisrael and the Mesa'olam, and the Lassid Lava. Why don't we say, Chachmei Entrin of Enitz Laneged Hashem? Who cares about kavod? Yeah, you're going to become Tamei here. So Gemara says, right there, to answer the Kasha, that Rabbi says that in a Torah, if you have an oil, something's ma'al al mace, if there's an open space of a tefach between the mace and what's covering it, then it's chotzitz bifnei atumah. If there's no halal tefach, then there's no chotzitz. And rov aronos have a halal tefach. And the Mela, Rov HaRonos, are to say their government at Torah. And the rabbis were gozer, and those that have a tefach, that they're still going to be metami, even though in the Torah it's not metami if it has a tefach of an open space. The rabbis were gozer that it's metami because of the chshash of the aronos that don't have a halal tefach. When it comes to covered malachim, lo gozer rabbanan. The rabbis won't go there because of covered malachim, so it's asur de rabbanan. In this case, because the aron doesn't have a halal, has a halal tefach in the mela, chances are that it's only asur de rabbanan. And here the rabbis won't go there for covered malachim. Since you want to give covered malachim, the rabbis won't go there. That's the Gemara. So in the Sefer Birkas Aharon, of the great Gaon Rav Aaron Levin Zatzal, he asks, what's the kasha of the Gemara on Rav? Rav holds that it's covered abrius, yinatochi surim, maybe Rav is only talking about a case where it's only covered abrius. If it's only covered abrius, we're not dochi surim. But let's say it's covered abrius plus. Here, what do we have besides Kevet Abrius? Here we have the mitzvah of being Mechavid kings. That's an additional mitzvah. So while it's that mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of Kibud Malachim, which is a mitzvah, that's why they allowed it. So it's not really a kasha. The question doesn't even begin. Rav was only telling me where there was no other mitzvah involved. Here was another mitzvah involved. See, in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Kavod Gadol Nogin B'Melech, Som Tesim Alecha Melech, Shteim Asu Alecha. So, of course, it's Dachei Eser. Anyway, we say Eser Dachei Leisir. Since anyway we say Eser Dachei Leisir, so why don't we say that here as well? In the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, It says, Oikwan ala malachim. They uproot animals for the honor of Jewish kings. What does this mean? It means that the tendon is cut above the hoof, and thus we disable the animal. That's the Gemara. And that's what we do after the king died, to show honor for him. Nobody else is going to use his horse. And there's no Darchei Amori problem. So on that Gemara, Tosfos says, Eich oikron ala malachim, is sar b'alei chayim, and just Tosfos, no, Kavod HaMelech is different. Kavod HaMelech is Kavod Kol Yisrael, and therefore this mitzvah is doicha the problem of sar b'alei chayim. So why don't we say the same thing? The Kavod HaMelech is Doicha D'Loisa Seif Tumas Kehanim. And you can't be Mechalik and say that Shani Tzar Balei Chaim, that it's only a Loisa Seif. And therefore Kavod HaMelech is Doicha Mashen Ketumas Kehanim is a Loisa Seif Aseh, like it says in Bov Metzia Daf Lamed. Because the essay of Kavod Melech, HaMelech, is an essay de Rabin. Pashas Loshen HaTosfos, and of a desire there is that an essay de Rabbim is doch even an essay and a lois essay. And it's like what the Magen Avraham says in Siman Tov Mem Vav, and in Rabbein Natan, essay de Rabbim, we don't require be'idna, it doesn't have to be, the essay doesn't have to be at the same time as a lois essay. So too, the Mashmoth of Tosfos is that essay is doch a lois essay, ve'aseh, if it's an essay de Rabbim, here it's an essay de Rabbim, covered a melech, it's covered a Rabbim. We discussed this in our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim, that the honor of the king is the honor of Kol Klal Yisrael. So therefore it would appear that the Gemara here is asking Akasha, that Medalgan Hayu Agabe Aronas, they be Metami themselves, be Mechabe the kings, not Kasha Migufa Maisa, that Rabbi Elazar of Tzadok allowed himself to jump over the Aronas Shel Mason, step over them, likras malchei Yisrael. No kasha. Kishayni asim, he's doing a mitzvah. So all the Gemara wants to do is ask, from that that he added, not only for Jewish kings, but also for Goyisha kings. Goyisha kings, there's no mitzvah. So there, the only issue is the Kavod HaBrias. There's no special mitzvah like there is to honor a Jewish king. And the Mela, the Gemara's Kasha is, hey, you Rav save for Kavod HaBrias. We don't do any Averas. Here you see that for Kavod HaBrias, where the Kohen is Metami himself. And then the Gemara's Teretz is, no, since the Ikar Isser, jumping over the Aron is only the Rabban, and it's Gzeira for Kavod Melech, and the Rabbis weren't Gozer. You know, there's a chiluk between the Kavod of regular person and Kavod of Melech. Even if the covet of the melech is in a mitzvah, like the covet of Kodesh Shalakum. But for covet of a person, you're not matir any yos, you're in a sirkal. Mashin kovet shal melech, you're allowed to be matir in a sirkal. Like here, this kzeira de rabbanan of not becoming tummy, not stepping over a coffin, even though usually there's going to be an open space of a tefach, so it's a hefsek, chitzitza, nevertheless, it's going to be yasir. The Rabbanan, but for Kavod Melachim, we permit that issue. And if we say this, then we're Marviach to be Miyashi the Tiktok. And the Gemara is coming to ask on Rav from Elazar of Tzedok, Shem Dalek al Aron, Sukkot Malchi Yisrael. Why did he have to say not only Malchi Yisrael, even Malchi Yakum? The Lola Inyan, as a Kashu. We already have the Kashu from Malchi Yisrael. And he's dying for the yisur of tuma, covered up bris. So why not just mention Malchei Yisrael? So the answer is no. The whole kasha is from then, from the Malchei Akum. Malchei Yisrael is not a kasha. Malchei Yisrael, it's doicha because essay of the melech, it's doicha the lois say and essay of tuma. Manech b'du advarim ha'elu, says the great Gaon Rav Aaron Zitzel, of Beis Din of Risha, who's a member of the Polish Senate. We've had many shiurim from him over the years. One of my favorite 19th century into the 20th century authors. So he says, now we can be in the Yashiv Taisvis in Avodah Zarah. And that bit it says, "Eikan al malachim." What about tzar balechayim? No, kavod hamelech is doicha tzar balechayim. Tzar balechayim might very well be dairaisa, and you see here in the Gemara only dirabana. We're only allowed to be matir a dirabana for kavod hamelech, not a dairaisa. So the kasha and tesis is, how can the Gemara there say that v'daicha d'iraisa, and here you see only d'icha d'rabbana? The answer is no, that they were dealing with Melech Yisrael. And therefore it's okay the d'iraisa, that's why tesis there says, because if it's covered a rabbin, v'daicha tzar b'alechayim. Because if we have a mitzvah, a huge mitzvah, being mechavi the king, that's d'icha the lois to say of tzar b'alechayim. Hashem came. And our Gemara and Brachas, we're not dealing with talking about the Goyisha king. So for the Goyisha king, we're only Matir Adirabon. If we'd be a Jewish king, we'd be allowed to write an essay, Derech Eloise say. Even Eloise say the essay. So that's when it comes to a Jewish king. The Gemara's kasha is from the non-Jewish king. How you doche tumah for the non-Jewish king? There we say it's only derabbanan. But in our Gemara here, that in the Avodah Zarah they were dealing with a Jewish king, so we doche even tzar b'alechayim d'oraisa. With that, we can answer the kasha of Tzlach last time that it says in the Gemara over here. The reason they were mati l'daleg al aronas mishum derov aronas. Most coffins have a halal tefach, which is the gzeira for those that don't. So according to the Rambam, kol asfek is mutar min haTorah. And only the Rabban is asked, so why does the Gemara have to say, rov aronis have a halal tefach? Why don't we just say it's not a rov, say it's a 50-50, it's a suffix. And that should be enough for us. Suffix makes it mutar min haTorah, and it's only us, the Rabban, and the rabbis were matir. So why do we have to say rov? So based on what we said, we understand very well. We're talking about Goyisha kings. The Goyisha kings, we could say that even if they're Rabbanan, we're not Matir. Unless there's a Rov. Midoraisa in Achinami 50-50, it could be Mitami. There's still an Issa Rabbanan. And for the Yisra Rabbanan, for a Goyish king, to be over an Yisra Rabbanan, to be a Chabad Goyish king, that we don't allow unless we have a Rov. So before a Mamish and Yisra Rabbanan wouldn't allow it. But here we allow it because we have a Rov in our favor, and 50-50 isn't even enough. We have to have a Rov in our favor to be Matri the Yisra Rabbanan. Magen Avraham, Reish Chof Dalat, Tziv Kanfav, he understands the Gemara Lehefech Mamish from what we said. When it says, Mishim Kav Malachim Gozer Rabban, it's Omer Malachi Yisrael, Malachi Yaakov, we are Gozer. Not that Elazar ben Tzadok says that he not only went towards Jewish kings, but even towards non-Jewish kings. Doesn't mean he jumped over the coffin. That's Asur Machayak or Makakavana Shamu came. Shemitzvah Loritz the Krasim. It's a mitzvah to go to them. You're not even allowed to be over Nisdarbanan. Nisdarbanan is only towards Jewish kings. And he takes this out from the fact that it says Mishum Kovim Malachim Lagoz Rabbanan. It doesn't say Mishum Shem Yizke Yavchim. So the covered Rabbanan is the covered Malachim is the Jewish king. That's why the rabbis were mad, but not for the non-Jewish king. It's a very, very schwer reading of the Gemara. And it seems like really dochak. Pashas in the Gemara, they were matir to jump over the graves even for the non-Jewish king. Not only that, the Rambam paskins that way. The Gam the Kras Malchay Akum with that again. It's a very difficult parish. As far as the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah is concerned, that your Oikar al Malachim and not Chayish Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim, Mishum Kavod Malachim, is Doche, Tzar Balei Chaim. How does it shaykh to say that it's mutter to be over an Issa Tov Mishum Kavod Malachim? Even if the king himself says to do something, again, that there's an Issa, you don't listen to him. Even though there's Kavod Malachim involved. So how are you machabed them in jumping over the Aronos? And how are you machabed them in Oikar al Malachim? For their covet, the covet of the king, there's an Isser involved. You're not over a Isser, even if he tells you to be over an Isser. If he doesn't tell you, you're just doing it for his covet after he dies. If I die, that you know how to be over an Isser. So that's, leave that at its Archeum. And there's a lot more, obviously, to talk about here, but conclude here and give ourselves a brach that we should be zachut to. Continue the Luma of Alam and Lishma of Alas, the Kamas Kobe Sam to us, the Hava, and revisit this fascinating Sugya, one of my favorite in Brothas. Salam, Shalom, Shalom. Thank you, sweetest friend.